So this is from Sattvata Tantra, which was translated by Kushagrata. He talks here, this particular section talks about three stages of surrender. Kaya van manasam sakshat krishne parama purushe pari nishta shrayam yadvai sharanam parikirtitam. Lord Shiva is instructing Narada Muni. Taking direct shelter of Lord Krishna with one's body, words, and mind is called surrender. So surrender and ashray, sharanagati and ashray, sharanam and ashray are similar. Or you could say surrendering means taking shelter, body, mind, and words. Etad vai trividam proktam vede vidbir dvijottama pratamam madhyamam shreshtam kramasya shrinotan mune. Surrender to the Lord is of three different stages: initial, intermediate, and highest. Dharme tirte cha devado raksha katvam agadhita yad buddhir nishchitam krishne kritam tad pratamam smritam. So this is the first level, stage one, the initial stage of surrender. Sometimes people say, I surrender to Krishna. Well, what stage? Stage one surrender, stage two, stage three? This is stage one, it's called pratam. The conviction that following religious principles, going on pilgrimage, and worship of the demigods will protect one from the reactions of past sins is considered the initial stage of surrender to Lord Krishna. Dharma Tirth. And because of demigods, it's considered pratam sharanagati, or pratam sharanam, because you're starting to go in the right direction. It's a type of surrender, because if you know, some people don't worship demigods. They say, I'm supreme, I don't need anybody. There's nobody above me, there's nobody controlling me, there's no force beyond me. There's no controller, there's no Lord, there's no God. So they're not surrendered at all on any level. Because the demigods are part and parcel of Krishna. They're the limits of the Lord's body. They're playing active roles. So, and now the other thing it says, it's a conviction. Surrender begins with a conviction. This is the first stage of surrender, a conviction. Conviction means a remembrance, a thought, a determination, belief. What is it? The conviction that by following religious principles, going on pilgrimages, and worshipping the demigods will protect me from sin, that's considered a stage of surrender to Lord Krishna. So you're going to Vrindavan as a pilgrimage, worshipping demigods. It's going in the right direction. Now this is stage two. Kalatra putra mitreshu dhanne geha gavadishu yan mamatva shrayam krishne kritam tan madhyamam smritam. This is second stage of surrender. The conviction that one shall give to Lord Krishna one's wife, children, friends, wealth, cows, and other things that are one's property is considered madhyam, the intermediate stage of surrender to Krishna. So the strong trust or belief, one believes so much and trusts so much that he gives all these things. Wife, children, friends, wealth, cows. So this is the third stage, the conviction that one shall place at Lord Krishna's lotus feet one's very self. One's body and everything one possesses is called Shreshta. Deha davatmano yavad atma tvasra yanadi yat tatsaram krishna padabje kritam shreshtam prakirtitam. Submit everything to Krishna's feet. One's body, self, everything. This is the highest. Tvasmiti vadan vacha tateva manasa vidan tatstanam ashritastan va modate sharanagata. Whether by saying with one's voice, I am yours, by having a mental conviction that one belongs to the Lord, or by dedicating one's body to Krishna, one who surrenders to the Lord rejoices. Ishvaram tad adinam cha tad dharmam cha sanatanam hitvanyad ashrayantasya vastuto neva drishyate. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the devotees of the Lord and devotional service, these are the only three shelters for a surrendered soul. God, devotees and bhakti. Bhagavan, bhaktas and bhakti. So what is the power of a surrendered soul? Etach charana sampano bhakti man purushottame punati sarvabhuvanam riddhi stenachitain sa. Such a surrendered soul filled with devotion for the Supreme Personality of Godhead and carrying a chut in his heart purifies all the worlds. Of course, there's six symptoms of surrender also that are always mentioned. Anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulya vivarjanam prakshishyatiti vishraso gotritve vananam tada atmanikshepa karpanye shadvidashranagata. These are the six symptoms of surrender. Accepting everything favorable for bhakti, rejecting everything unfavorable. Conviction that Krishna will give protection in every circumstance. Accepting Lord Krishna as one's guardian and master. And full self-surrender and humility. So that concludes our discussion on the three levels of surrender, which is all about taking shelter. Pratam Madhyam Shrestha.
Shrestha is literally, he lives for the pleasure of Krishna.
He places Krishna's lotus feet, conviction, that we believe that we should whatever we have, we should put at Krishna's feet. Everything one possesses, that's the highest stage of surrender. Give everything to Krishna. Say, okay, Krishna, whatever you do, you know, you break me or make me, raise me or drop me, kill me or maintain me. It's all in your hands. Surrender. Surrender now. These posters. Surrender is an ongoing thing. Initial stage, intermediate stage, and highest stage. So one, the first level of surrender, you're surrendering with the hope of getting protection. And the second level of protection is you're giving whatever property you have, you're giving it to Krishna for his service, for his pleasure. Wife, house, home, everything, business. That's the second level. That's it. First level is just a conviction and belief that Krishna will protect me. He's my protector. And the second is conviction that we should surrender everything to Krishna, all the possessions. That's like external things. And the third level of surrender is conviction that I should give myself. It's one thing I give my wife and I give my house, my kids, my money. Yeah, you're all surrendered, all dedicated to Krishna. What about you? Well, me, you know. No, I dedicate my wife to the temple. She goes every day to the temple. She does service there. Well, what about you? No, not me. So this is a real surrender where you're dedicating ourselves also.
A gateway for pure bhakti, sharanagati.
Faint verses is given for sharanagati. Anukalyasya sankalpa pratikalyasya. Here says Varjanam, but other places pratikalyasya bivarjanam. Rakshashititi vishvaso goptitve varnam tata. Atmanakshepa karpanye shadvida sharanagati. This is quoted in Bhakti Sandarbha, Anuchet 236, in Upadeshamrita, number 7, purport. There are six symptoms of surrender. Anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya vivarjanam. I will only do that which is favorable for the Lord. Bhakti, I will reject all that's unfavorable. This is called sankalpa or pratigya, a solemn vow. The third symptom is rakshishya titi vishvaso, faith that Bhagavan is one's protector. Bhagavan is my only protector. I can derive absolutely no benefit from Gyan, Yoga, and other such practices. This is an expression of trust, vishwas. So this faith that Krishna is the protector is also faith and trust. if we trust in Krishna. The fourth symptom of surrender is Goptritve Varnam. Deliberate acceptance of Bhagavan as one's maintainer. I cannot obtain anything or even maintain myself by my own endeavor. I will serve Bhagavan as far as I am able, and he will take care of me. This is what is meant by dependence. The fifth symptom is Atma Nikshepa, absence of the independent mood. Who am I? I am Krishna's. My duty is to fulfill Krishna's desire. This is submission of the self, Atma Nivedan. The sixth symptom is Karpanye, meekness, humility. We should think, I am so wretched, insignificant, and spiritually destitute. This is what is meant by humility, Karpanya or Dainya. So it's all about surrender. Surrender is moment to moment. Sarvadhamma and Pratyaja, it's also about surrender. Gaurahari, Gaurahari. And then Arjuna tells Krishna to 7 Gita, I am a soul surrender unto you, now please instruct me, right? Karpanya dosho pahata svabhava prichami tam dharma samudha chaitaha yachtreyasya nishtitam bruhitanme shishyasteham shadi mam tvam prabhanam. Now I'm confused about my duty, my dear Lord. I've lost all composure because of miserly weakness. In this condition, I'm asking you to tell me with certainty, what is best for me. Now I'm your disciple and a soul surrendered unto you. Please instruct me. That's Prahlad Maharaj. Sorry, Prahlad Maharaj, he was really surrendered. There's a nice verse about surrender. Because, you know, we think, oh, I'm surrendering, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, I'm getting up early. That's the beginning. That's the very beginning. Bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga dhan. Bhakti e Krishna smarana krandan. Bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga dhan. Treasure of bhakti yoga. What is the treasure? Remember Krishna and cry. Nam smarana krandan. Remember Krishna's holy name and cry. That's a pretty interesting translation. If you want to attain the treasure of bhakti yoga, you have to remember Krishna's name and bitterly weep from the depths of your heart for his mercy. You have to remember Krishna's name and bitterly weep from the depths of your heart to attain his mercy. So you can imagine how much more powerful Garanga name is. Because you remember Krishna's name, bitterly weep for his mercy. With Garanga name, you get the mercy immediately. You know, the Garanga's name is like that.